For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We have been talking about the comments by Ken Dorsey today, and I do think it falls in line with, it's the first bit of sense of urgency or excitement we've heard about this team, because you've pointed out that you don't think there's a sense of urgency heading into this game. Am I misappropriating what you're saying?
No, I think you're right. I feel like a lot of fans, and again, you guys can tell us if we're wrong here, tell me if I'm wrong, but I just feel like a lot of...
Specifically if he's wrong.
Yeah, call up and be like, JP, really missed this one, buddy.
Yeah. Nick, you got it. You got it on lock.
You keep doing you.
But this JP guy...
Not even close. No, but I do feel like there's let's see how the first few weeks go. And I don't know, maybe I'm just tainted by the idea that Zach Jackson said the first couple games will be like an extended preseason, and it's just stayed in my brain now ever since he made those comments. It shouldn't be that way. And I do get worried about the idea of what happens if it is a little bit of a struggle to start off offensively. What does that do for the player's confidence? All the little things that can come attached to that, that I know we don't always put into a lot of the proper football terms the way we'd like to, because we're like, oh, well, that's an intangible. We can't see it, so we don't have to measure that. But imagine being Deshaun's teammate and then watching Deshaun go out there and struggle for the first couple weeks and feel like some of the things we talked about in the preseason was actually true, that he doesn't know really what's going on with this offense. And the revamped offense that they've been promising us isn't really anything. So, Nick, I feel like I want to see him look good, and I do think there should be some urgency to look good.
I think it's only human that going on year three with Deshaun, that buy-in could waver with struggles, so I don't want to discount that. I also think there's a part of it of, I think people are very ready for this game. I do. I just think they're not talking a big game because they just don't know. And specific to the one thing that drives excitement, the one thing that drives urgency, it is the quarterback position. It is the offense. So no matter how good the defense was last year, no matter trading for Jerry Jeudy, whether that pays dividends week one like Jeremiah Smith did for Ohio State this last weekend, no matter, like, because the biggest question mark is Deshaun, I think that just has a lot of fans saying, well, let's see. But I do think there are people who look at this as a must-win game because – in the NFL, I think most people agree the cliche, every game's a must-win. So I do think there's a built-in sense of urgency is the long-winded way.
Well, I think you're right in the idea that, with the quarterback spot, I think if you wanted to puff your chest out and be confident and be that guy, it's really hard to have a convo with your buddies. And maybe you have a friend that's a Dallas friend, for instance, and you're like, I think we're better than you guys for reasons X, Y, and Z. And then by the time you get to Deshaun, they're like, oh, you sure about that, buddy?
Well, but how is it?
You sure?
Okay, I totally get that. Now, there's validity there.
I think that's tough.
But how is the rebuttal not, we're better than you in every other way? Our head coach is better. The roster's better.
Nobody hates
the
Cowboys fans more than Cowboys fans right now, okay?
Well, I do think, like, if the only thing holding you back is Deshaun, I actually think that should take a lot of the anxiety out, because you should have confidence that those other pieces can build the bridge and give Deshaun time to get confident.
I think fans are looking at it like it's such a quarterback league. Hey, look at last year's postseason, Nick. I mean, everyone that won in advanced on, it was just pick the better quarterback in each matchup and watch them keep going throughout the bracket.
But this game's being played in September. I think that's more my point. So, yes...
You still don't have the quarterback advantage. I don't think anybody would give that advantage, even if we expect Deshaun to be great. Dak was second in MVP voting last year.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting, if both guys are at their best, who's better? Because I think if you put last year's Dak versus 2020 or 2019 Deshaun, I think people would take Deshaun. But, and I understand that's a loaded kind of point to make, but I would say, like, yeah, they have the quarterback advantage by way of a pass. Not the Peterlin pass, but a
not
pass.
Not the Peterlin pass.
Definitely not.
Make it abundantly clear.
No one's throwing that out there.
We don't hand those out.
Not willy-nilly, you don't. But I do think that there's a yes, but I also think Deshaun can change that conversation one quarter in. 216-474-0092. We got Randy. Randy, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon, buddy. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I wanted to chime in about Deshaun and our expectations for him this year. So with this being his third year on the team, I mean, I definitely think it's put up or shut up time. I know he's had injuries. I know he's been suspended, only played, I think, 12 games for us so far. But when he has played, I think we can all agree, for the most part, it's been very underwhelming. And I think if we see more of the same Deshaun again for a majority of this year, then I don't think he's ever going to be the player that we traded for, hoping that he was back in 2020, I guess, the last time he was really good. And we're going to need to come up with a plan for a new starter in 2025. But what I wanted to ask, and what you guys, I guess, touched upon a bit last segment, is how much of a leash do we give Deshaun to start this season before we as fans start to freak out that maybe this guy just doesn't have it anymore? I know a lot of fans will probably be upset if he doesn't come out week one and throw for 300 yards and three TDs. But personally, I think that would be a bit premature to throw the towel in on him. I mean, you look at league-wide the past few years, NFL offenses in general have started slow the first month or so, even like the great offenses, the great quarterbacks. Been a bit slow, been a bit clunky, not super high scoring. So I'm going to try not to freak out too much if we're not a well-oiled machine right out of the gate. But I would say, and I think, Nick, you mentioned this last segment, like, I think by mid-October, around week six or so, if we're not seeing a drastic improvement from Watson, and I think the key word is a consistent improvement of him as quarterback, then I think we're going to have a big headache on our hands in trying to find a new quarterback for next year. I know there's a huge thing with his contract. It might not be super easy to move off him, but I don't know. I think if he doesn't have it this year, he's not going to be the guy we had. So that's the main point. As frustrated as I am with Deshaun's play since he's been our QB, I just think we as fans need to do our best to try to give him and the offense a handful of weeks before we start, lighting our pitchfork. So that's all I got. Go Browns.
Randy, love the energy. Love what you brought there. So here's the...
Can you light a pitchfork?
I mean, I'm sure we've tried.
Can you do that?
The reason why you'd light a pitchfork is 200 years ago, you got to reinvent yourself, right?
That's right.
Like now, if somebody sees with a pitchfork, you're like, well, I have got a gun. Like, what are we doing here?
It feels like a real man of genius conversation.
But if you light that pitchfork, all of a sudden, the stakes seem to have arisen. You add a pitchfork to fire, it seems like you're fighting fire with fire there. But
intense.
So there is, I think Randy brings up a really good question. And there is what should be, and there is what will be. And it's the idea of Deshaun in a leash with Deshaun. What should be is, it's this year. You're not benching him for Jameis unless he's playing hurt, or unless he's so unbelievably appalling that you have no other choice.
There will be no other choice. Yes. I need to make that clear. Like, he can look so bad that we debate whether or not he's got to fake an injury to get himself off the field. It doesn't matter. Like, he's going to be the guy the whole season.
But that's what it should be. The season is the leash. What it will be is one game. That's all this. And I'm talking about one bad game. He could play really, really well.
You mean from the fans' perspective?
Yes, from the fans' perspective.
Okay, there's no chance it's how Stefanski and Barry.
Oh, but I'm going to tell you from the media perspective.
You think one bad game? So you think if he's bad against the Cowboys, people will already be like, put Jameis Winston in there? Or am I misreading what you're saying?
Oh, yes. No, 100%. Yes, if he's bad on Sunday, or if he's honestly just average, because average with a guy like Deshaun, because expectations are high.
Oh, no. I got to tell Browns fans right now, please do not have that mentality. It's going to be a long week if that's the mentality. No, I mean, we can't be doing that.
It could be a long season. I really can't.
We got to give him a chance here.
Dude, there are people who already don't want him to start week one. I mean, I don't know if you've gotten the calls, but I've certainly seen the tweets. I've seen when people say he's never.
If your day sounds like.
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're going to do it again. They've already written them off.
Yeah, okay. You're talking about the people that have already given up, already waved the white flag on him ever being anything. Those people.
Yes. And by the way,
I don't know why I said it like those people. Huge evidence. You know, once I drew out Matthew Boyd's name earlier in the pre-show, yeah. I've been very conscious of the fact that I've been drawing things out there. Those people.
Is it because Keith and I both hopped
Matthew
in on
Boyd.
Yeah, Boyd? Now, getting back, but do you see where I'm coming from?
Like, no, it's not a ridiculous way to think about it. Not from your perspective, but from the fans' perspective.
No,
you
it's
can't
a fan
be calling for
Jameis
Winston after week one. Like, can we not all understand? I think a lot of people understand. Deshaun could have one leg. As long as Deshaun clears the injury report, he's going to be out there every single game this season. He could throw three interceptions a game. They're never benching him.
But what do fans always look for? And this is why what Joe Flacco meant to the city was so insane. It's why Jameis Winston.
The vice president is usually more popular than the president.
Well,
the backup quarterback is usually more popular than the starting quarterback.
Do you know why?
It's
hope. Browns fans right now, if you are uncertain or completely dismissive of the idea that Deshaun can play, if you are that, and that, by the way, I think that's like 30% of people. I don't think it's the majority. Like,
I'm surprised it's even that high.
Like the hopometer by.
I would think it'd be like 5% of
the
people.
Athletic. No, I think it's substantial, but I don't think it's the majority. But I think those people right now don't feel hope going into this game. And now at the same point, a good game from Deshaun on Sunday buys you time. Certainly, it buys you time. But I think there's going to be people, until Deshaun does it for 17 games or 15 games, a full season, and you're in the playoffs, or you win a Super Bowl, there will be people who it will not be enough
of. Well, and you heard Randy, too. Randy was playing with the idea that it was an assumption that Deshaun Watson was bad last year. I told you how I look at it.
I actually see it in pretty much lockstep. He was hurt. He played better than the year before.
In more games than not, he still looked really good. In three of the games that he played, the final three we watched him play, as I mentioned like 12 times already today, I apologize, but he looked good. It just got overshadowed by really good defensive performances.
I'm going to let you call the shot. Where are we going here?
Freddie.
Freddie, welcome to the show, buddy.
Shout out Freddie Freeman.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I just had a question, man. What's the odds of Deshaun Watson becoming, like, basically the poster child for, you know, teams saying, look, this is why we don't give contracts fully guaranteed anymore? Because, I mean, the guy hasn't put up anything worthwhile. I get it, the few flashes of things that we've seen, and I want him to succeed. Can I get 40 on 5, please?
Can I get what?
Are we getting gas right now?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to get gas.
Are we going 87, 89, or
fill the thing all the way up? Save trips, man. Save trips.
Okay.
What's it cost to fill up your whole tank?
Hey, no, I'm sorry. Hey, but no, I just wanted to know, like, hey, I just wanted to know what's your thoughts, man, on that right there, because
your gas tank?
Fill up the whole entire tank.
Are you your gas tank or on Deshaun?
You're gonna need gas eventually. It's not gonna go bad. I promise you. Just fill it up all at once.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, good. All right. 40 takes care of the whole lot. That's good.
Freddie, we appreciate you, buddy. Right, the direct deposit hits tomorrow. I mean, give the man a little bit of a break there.
It's
a day before payday, and you're trying to get gas. I think we've all been there before at one point in our life or another.
It's the fifth. I guess we...
Well, you don't know his pay schedule.
That's what I'm telling you is you don't know his pay schedule.
Because of Friday.
I'm telling you, you don't know his pay schedule.
I don't even remember. What was his football take?
That was a bad one. It was not great. He's like, why do we pay guaranteed money to these quarterbacks? Is that going to change it at all?
No, we had Ross on yesterday saying he thinks that the NFL is rooting, like the other owners are rooting for Deshaun to fail so that they can say, this is why we don't hand out guaranteed contracts, which I still think is, I think it's bulletproof. I think you can pick apart that theory, but yes, I absolutely think the billionaires are still rooting for Deshaun to fail.
I think so, but I also look at all the contracts that have been handed out. And I look at it and say, okay, so now we're guaranteeing 75% of them, 80% of them. You're not really making much headway there, are you, owners?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.